This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers this is in Islam جزاك الله خيرا thank you may Allah quench your thirst from Hawdul Kawthar say Ameen inshallah it's been 5 years or so since I've been here actually no the Salihat was last year for the sisters only may Allah bless them inshallah but I know that some of the brothers when I came here you're way too kind when I came in, one young brother, may Allah bless him, inshallah, says, Sheikh, so-and-so? Yeah. I remember when you, had more hair? Yeah, I know. I lost some hair here, and I gained it here. Biryani belly, and everything's good. Things change, you know. So we'll talk about change, as behind my back. Change is for good, inshallah. The topic is family today. But before we start on the family today, let's talk about yesterday. How to become a proactive, happy family. Believe it or not, let's start from the beginning, not today. In order for you to have a happy family, you have to do your homework. So let us find out, first of all, how to start building this beautiful foundation of a family, and you won't have to come go crying to your local imam's office saying, my husband did that, or my wife did that, I'm losing my kids, and all that stuff. So let's find now, something is number one rights of your children before you actually have them. Anybody knows? What's number one haqq? What's number one right for your children before you even have them? The brother that I actually give the candy to, oh, he's right there. So look at that. It's still right here, man. It's right here. I'll give you another candy. If you tell me what's number one haqq, number one rights for your kids. Dua, mashallah. He's way ahead of me, but you get a white one. You get a white one. Okay. There's one more. Who can tell me? Allahu Akbar. You get a guava one, ukhti. Oh, I can't throw beans. I've lost it, mashallah. But akhi, you're too far. But you know what? Here you go, man. My eye. Okay, it's okay. I can't, you're too far. You're busy. He's looking very chill, like, you know, he's leaning back, mashallah. You're looking very, no, don't worry. The sheikh was just talking about humbleness, and he goes, you're good, looking good. Are you married? Okay, sisters, we need to talk about this guy. We'll sell him off for auction. He's 100% halal meat. Right here. Right here. All right. So really what I'm alluding to is, you're right, ukhti. Number one haqq for your children before they're even here, choosing the righteous spouse. That's it. Fair enough. So let's now build this happy family from the beginning. Don't come back in the end after you get married. Tell me, how do I start a happy family? How do I have this happy family today? So let's go from the beginning. That's being proactive, not reactive. So let's talk about what this poor slave of Allah calls its 4x4 factor. Fair enough? Let's talk about the 4x4 factor. And it's not a vehicle. It's the vehicle that will get you to your happy family, inshallah. So when the sister comes in or the brother comes in, complains about, you know, my husband beats me up, he gambles, or he drinks, he looks at, he's a womanizer, or my wife doesn't do this, or all that stuff. What's the number one question I ask them? Based on what, akhi and ukhti, did you say I do to this person? Based on what? How could you say, yes, I will marry you, because of what? So let's go through the criteria, then you'll find out. What should you have? So if I tell you this, brothers and sisters, if you're already married, don't worry, you're not doomed, you're good. Let's talk about solutions. So with the mental state of mind that the doing what? If I'm telling you here's what to look for in a husband, be that husband, akhi. And if I tell you what to look for in a wife, be that wife, ukhti. So we're talking about change, to be this happy family. Family. Even if you're already married, you want to be the characteristics that I'm going to tell you, inshallah. 4 and 4. And then I'll tell you what to do after that, inshallah. Given the very small time, so I'll have to speak a little faster. I already speak fast, don't worry. So sometimes I get like the puppy look, if I see you guys going like this. I know I'm losing you, so inshallah we'll go slow. The first criteria, since ladies first, let's talk to the ladies. What to look for in a husband? Most of the time, yes, But, you know, I've been watching this Bollywood movie. I see this guy with the hair flying in the wind, coming on a white horse, smiling. And, you know, as he smiles, ding, you know, that diamond-looking thing he twirls, right? And he comes in. Of course, it's amazing, you know, because this movie you've been watching, the director wants you to feel certain ways, right? So the story is usually the same. Boy loves girl, girl loves boy, but the father, the villain, does not want them to get married. So what did he do? They do the right thing, of course. They do what? They elope. And you're cheering for them. Run, girl, run. You go, girl. That's so romantic. Oh, this is love. Of course, they run and they come together in slow motion again. Right? Halal music, you know, whatever in the background. And as you see them, you know what happens? You see the sun rising or setting and the birds flying. And there is no clouds in the sky, but it's still raining. Because it gives you more dramatic, romantic effect. And now, all of a sudden, a tree pops up out of nowhere. And behind the tree, a row of dancers. No clue where they come from. But it looks good. And now, your heart is throbbing and you go, that's the guy. That's the guy for me. Fabio, is that you? So let us now, let's talk about the four criterias for the, inshallah, the brother you look for. There are two characteristics in the Quran and two characteristics in the Sunnah. So let's go to the Quran first. In the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned on the tongue of the daughter of Ya'qub, Shu'ayb, alayhi salam, when she said, Ya abadi istajir, oh my father, hire him. A connotation that she's interested to marry him. She says, Inna khayra man istajart, what are the two characteristics? Al-Qawi, Al-Ameen, Allahu Akbar. So the first thing you look for, Ukhti, is Al-Qawi, Al-Ameen, strong and trustworthy. Of course, according to Tabari, rahmatullahi alayhi, Tabarani in the tafsir, he says Al-Qawi al-Iman, strength in faith. The contemporary scholars later on in the tafsir, they said Qawi in every aspect of life. Financial, physical, intellect, everything. Academic, you know me, everything. And I don't have enough time to go into all the details, but just to cover it up, inshallah. And we'll talk about the details some other time, which I'll give you a good news, inshallah, later on. The second one isn't trustworthy. Ukhti, you understand when the father gives you hand in marriage, he puts his hand in the hand of the man, he says, I give you my daughter's hand in marriage according to Quran and Sunnah. The scholars call that the transfer of wilaya, transfer of that guardianship. Yeah, you're in charge, your father was in charge of you. After this, your husband is in charge of you. So you have to be in charge of somebody that you can trust. Could you imagine if somebody that you do not trust in your life, how could you give him your life? Again, without details, because we don't have enough time. The second are two things in the Sunnah. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in ja'akum, of course he's talking in conditional, Ja'akum, he's talking to the guardianship. Meaning, of course, what? When your father, when somebody comes knock on the door. Not come through the window. Rapunzel, throw down your hair. Yeah? Okay, we do have this, the Romeo and Juliet, and comes down and takes the rock and he throws it at your window and he goes down. One knee and the flower in his teeth and a chocolate box in the hand and all that stuff. We don't do that. So it's connotation that they come through the door. So if the man does not come through the door, Ukhti, you're off the market. This is not the right guy for you. So he comes to you. What happens? He comes and looks at your the father and he takes that the criteria from that case. So, what to do to min abwabiha? Come through the gate, not the window as we mentioned. So he's talking about that guardian. Two things he's telling you to look for, O father. He says, religious background, dinu wa khuluqu, and moral conduct. These are that two. Of course, we're not going to go into the fiqh issues. According to one madhab, if the man doesn't pray, he's not a Muslim. I'm not going to go there, because of course other scholars have debated this fact. But if the brother doesn't pray, ukhti, there are some scholar opinions that there's not a Muslim. You want to take a chance? If he doesn't fear Allah in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you think he'll fear Allah dealing with you? Subhanallah. Ajeeb. Could you imagine? Now, could you imagine also if the kids come after that? Do you think they will be illegitimate children? Come on judgment day, grab your neck. Who did you have as my father? Do you believe it? Do you really want this contract, even though in the city it says it's written as a legal marriage, but really you're committing fornication and adultery as you do so? Could you want to take a chance? So this is the choice, the product, ukhti, of the choice you made. The moral conduct, of course, you understand that women are emotionally based, men are physically based. So if a man is not sensitive enough, and understands that a woman are emotional, you have to deal with them in that way, they don't deserve it. Meaning men, you have to work on that akhlaq, the moral conduct of dealing with that beautiful glass vessels, according to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. But I give you something what is called, and I finish with this on your side, something called the building of dreams, right? The building of dreams. Sister, here is there is a building, men are looking for a wife, so she goes on the front one, the door, and says, a man looking for a wife. A man looking for a wife, good, I'm in, put me down. She goes on the first door, on the first level, just before she enters on that, next to the elevator, there's a sign that says on the second floor, there's a man that is looking for a wife, but also good looking. Good looking, it's good, good looking, good. She goes to the second floor. Just before she goes into that, she goes to the third floor, there's a man looking for a wife. He's good looking, he's also sensitive. Sensitive. You know, sensitive guys are interested in other guys. I mean, not interested in women. I mean, they're just so happy. So they go up. Oh, just before you enter, there's another sign. Just the fourth floor, there's a guy, wants to get married, good looking, sensitive, and he loves kids. Loves kids. And then the fifth floor, you can add, he's rich, and he's that, he's this. Till we go to the last level, it says, this floor was designed to make sure that you understand that women will always look for something more and better, and they don't exist. That's the reason we say, come down from Mars to Earth. Reality TV now. Look for the four criteria we told you, inshallah. Let's recap them quickly. Two in the Quran, Al-Qawiyy Al-Ameen, strong and trustworthy. Two in the Sunnah, religious background and moral conduct. Alhamdulillah. Now, I hope you were listening, akhi, because this is what you should be now, if you are already married. And that's what you should be looking for, akhi, before you get married. Let's talk to Habibi. How you been? Good. So now, if I go to the university, talk to the brothers, I go, my brother, from another mother. Where's the sister? From another mister. You know, of course, they're looking for things. I remember the hadith. Do you remember the hadith when Prophet said? Yeah, I remember the hadith. What do you remember? Lijamaliha, of course. Her beauty. Anything else, Akhi? Yeah. Hold on. It's coming. I feel something. Lijamaliha, did I mention that? Yeah, I got that. Got you covered. Oh, yeah. Did I mention Lijamaliha? Yeah. So let's talk about something else other than Jamaliha, beauty. Yeah? Beauty is there. It's true. Islam is a practical religion. You know, once you have a beautiful wife, because you're a physical being, and of course, if you walk downtown Calgary in the summer, you see things. And if you go home, look at your wife. Then I should have listened to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So lijamaliha is there. Yeah. Wealth is there. Yes, lineage is there. Yeah, deen is there. No problems. But what was number one on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's list? فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ. The true winning is the owner of the one that has a religious background. تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ أَيَلْتَسَقَتْ يَدَكَ فِي الطُّرَابِ. Your hand will touch dust. The scholars, when they look in this hadith, they actually look in a positive and a negative. In a positive way, meaning if the sister has the religious background, taribat yadak, you mean that it's a symbol of prosperity. You'll prosper. This will be success. If you don't, meaning on the negative side, if you marry one that doesn't have a religious background, taribat yadak, meaning connotation of humility, you will lose everything. You will lose everything. And that's bad news. If you lose everything, akhi, as if you've seen it on TV, like, you know, the brother comes in, and these are true stories, by the way. Brother comes to the office, says, when I went to work, I came back home, and I found nothing at home. The sister cleaned up his furniture. And then he checked the bank account, it's also clean, mashallah. And I'm not talking about Mr. Clean. So, that's the idea. Of course, but when we talk to the brother, what are you looking for, man? Just the same as the building of dreams and all that stuff. He says, what are you looking for, akhi? Because أريدها بيضاء طويلة, like Sheikh Qattan, حفظه الله. شعرها كالحرير ناعم غير متجعد ولها لون متجدد لون بالنهار ولون بالليل تعطف على الصغار وتكرم الجار ولا تضار بالجار وتوقر الكبار كانت غنية ثم افتقرت ففيها عز الغنى وذل الفقر. And the brothers tell me, what are you looking for, man? I said, you know, I want her to be tall and beautiful. She has beautiful silky hair, not crooked. Different color during the day, different color during the night. She's gentle with the young, respects the old, does not harm the neighbor. She was rich and became poor. So she has the nobility of wealth, but also the humbleness of poverty. She's this, she's that, and the long list. And it says, ya akhi, إِذَا وَجَدْنَا هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةَ لَبَايَعْنَاهَا عَلَى الْخِلَافَةِ. If we find this woman, we will make the pledge of allegiance. She becomes the Amir al-Mu'mineen. She can lead this ummah. And that same brother is looking for this long list. Looks like this. You sure, akhi, you want this? What have you got? Where's kafa'a? Where's takafu? Where's the compatibility and so on? So again, let's come back to Earth. Yeah? Not Mars and all that. So we got the four. Kapish? Right. Alhamdulillah. Now you get married. MashaAllah. Congratulations. You found a good one. So you got the four and the by four, but before you make that decision, here comes the third four. But before I leave you there, I have to teach you something that Dr. Ridab there, Hafidhahullah, taught me. So if we remember, according to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he says number one is religious background. It's true. But he says look for beauty first. Because if the sister is beauty, you continue. If she has a religious background, done deal. But if you look for a religious background first, she has it, and then you look for others, she doesn't, and you're going to refuse, that means you refuse the religion. Do you understand? We're not going against the hadith, but he's taking you through to explain it. Now, Dr. Ridab there, Hafidhahullah, he taught me this trick, and I want to share with you, inshallah. He says, beauty is number one. Right? Sorry, religion is back, number one. So deen is number one. You're actually reading this way, so I'll give it to you this way. Yeah, okay. I hope that I'm doing right. So, religion is number one. She's beautiful at a zero. She's a 10. She's also rich. That's 100%, man. She comes from a good family. She's batting 1,000 at another zero. Take away the religion, what do you got? 3 zeros. Enjoy. You got the idea. Fantastic. Now before I say I do, for both of you, brothers and sisters, before you say I do, you have to go through the third four. What are they? Istishara, istikhara, azman, tawakkul. Four things that you cannot forget before you say I do. Consultation, pray 2 rak'at, I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is azm. I'm determined to follow that sign, and I will tell you a sign, inshallah. Before I actually, if it goes against my whims and desires, I'm still determined to follow that. Tawakkul, I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. So istishara, you consult with everybody that knows the sister or the brother. More than one, because somebody may have a hidden agenda, don't like that person for some reason, or vendetta, or you want you know, to marry his own daughter, not hers. Does she go, that daughter, no, because my daughter is better. Right? So you consult with everybody, make sure you ask about the family circle, work, where they go to school, if they travel with somebody, they dealt with money a certain way in every aspect of life. If you get the green light, you move on to the second phase. If you get the right red light, why move on? Stop. That's a wrap. So if you, let's pretend that you got the green light when you consult. Ask about that brother or the sister. Everybody's giving you thumbs up or two thumbs up. You continue now. What you know is according to what you see, what you heard, and everything is good. Alhamdulillah. Second phase is now there are certain things that you don't know, akhi and ukhti. Only Allah knows. There are certain hidden secrets and closet sins and all that stuff, and you don't know what holds for in the future. So who does? Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. So you pray two rak'at to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this person is good for my deen, my religion, and my dunya, may this life and the hereafter make him mine, and so on. You'll find this dua in Hisn al-Muslim. Show of hands. Who has Hisn al-Muslim? If you have Hisn al-Muslim, raise your hand. MashaAllah. The rest of you guys have to make tawbah, and inshaAllah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not having Hisn al-Muslim. And get Hisn al-Muslim, inshaAllah. It's a booklet. You put it in your pocket. Very small, wallahi. All right, who has an iPhone? Allahu Akbar. The rest of you have to make tawbah to get an iPhone, inshallah, because there are applications. You can get on that. Hisn al-Muslim. In Hisn al-Muslim, Fortress of Muslim, a protector of Muslim, is actually as an app you can download. Free, man. Don't tell me I don't have money. It's free. You don't have money, you have an iPhone. Come on, dude. So get the dua. The dua is there. Dua istikhara is there. Now, after you make istikhara, by the way, Dr. Bilal Phillips, Habibullah, he says you make istikhara not between this brother and that brother. Fi amri hada, it's singular. In this person, not comparing. No, in this one here, after you get one opinion, you go and look for one person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you signs. You will see a dream, right? No. Some people think, I have to see something in a dream. Actually, again, wallahi, one sister came to me and said, I saw a black Volkswagen. Well, I'm happy for you. What does that mean though? First of all, I'm not prejudiced, black or white. I love you all. I don't care. What does Volkswagen have to do with anything? Does it have to be like a German-built car or what? So it has nothing to do with the black Volkswagen. Because subconsciously, you contain and you obtain information 3 to 4 days, right? So if you must have seen something, heard something, you'll see it in a dream. So we don't take dream as an authentic proof. However, after you go on making the decision that this person is good for me, I'm going to go ahead, get married to this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy or difficult for you. Meaning, every time you go see this person, you get like a flat tire. You go see him again, you get like a broken windshield. You go into see him again, you get an accident. You want to pull some money out, you know, to reserve this banquet hall, you're overdrawn. You get some money, you borrow it, this banquet hall is booked for life. That's bad news. Jump ship. Abandon ship. Run, Forrest, run. That's bad sign. Now, if everything is so easy, no problems whatsoever, then continue. That's it. So you continue. If it happens, that's good for you, inshallah. That's the sign. Now, number 3 is determination. Azm. I am determined to follow that sign even if it goes against my own whims and desires. But daddy, I love him. Right? Is that what you said? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, ukhti, this man is not good for you. Akhi, this sister is not good for you. Or she's good for you, continue inshallah. Now you're ittikhadh al-asbab. You put the effort and plan inshallah. No problems. After you're determined, you put tawakkul. Idha azamt, fatawakkal Allah. If you're determined, put your trust in Allah. Never look back and never go against the sign of istikhara. Khalas. You'll pay a big price. If you ask Allah and He tells you, and you go against it, as if you're making a mockery of Allah. Imagine? So you shouldn't, inshallah. So after this, you're done on the 3rd 4. Last 4 now. Congratulations, everything is green. You get married now. So there are 4 things, right? 4 things is advice that I give. First, please understand when you get married, you don't want to start your family on a shaky ground. So I know some communities, and please don't be offended, this is, you know, something that I've just been through. You see, one brother gives the invitation, I go, accept, inshallah, come. So I perform the nikah. And so then I get another invitation. It's the same brother. I go, didn't I just marry you, man? Yeah, I know. It was me. Yeah, this is another something else. Yeah. And then I give another invitation. It's like a nightmare. You keep coming back, man. It's the same dude. Are you married four wives? No, it's the same wife. So why am I getting this invitation all the time for you? Yeah, so you understand? You see, we have something called mehendi. Yeah, and then nikah ni'mati. Then it's rukhsati. Then it's bankruptcy. Then, how much money have you been spending on all these occasions? I mean, you start your family life with, honey, we're broke. We got nothing to buy anything with. Let's go to the last four, inshallah. First four, the recommendation I give to the married couple. This is for both of you. The first thing is called the boat theory. The boat theory. The boat theory is simple. You're now in the same boat. This marriage life is like a boat. You're in the same boat. You're in this ocean called life. And there is no smooth sailing in this life, in this ocean. Smooth sailing only in heaven, inshallah. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had difficulties with the mother of the believers. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. You will have high winds and high waves in this ocean, in this life. These are tests and trials, fitan. So your job as a captain and a co-captain is to work together to get this boat to safety. So you do not compete against one another, but you complete one another. And your goal is to get this boat to safety, and the safety of shore is where? Where is this boat coming to safety, akhi and ukhti? Jannah. That's your goal. My goal is to go to Jannah. That should be my goal. To enjoy life. Have a beautiful life. But under the umbrella of Islam. Under the umbrella of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we work together as a captain, a co-captain, to get this boat to safety. And safety is Jannah. That's it. So your heading is already done for you. All you have to do is follow that path of Quran and Sunnah to be able to be to Jannah. Number two. It's called the castle theory. The castle theory is simple. Once you get married, you may be leaving your family and friends, going together now, living with a stranger that you don't know well. The one bedroom, a castle, I don't care. It's your own castle. In every castle, how many kings are there, ukhti? How many kings in every castle? They're hesitant. How many kings? Yeah, one, you're right. There's one king in every castle. And how many queens, dude? They're thinking about it. Is this a trick question? Yes, one queen. So, be that king, akhi. And don't tell me if it's a queen. I don't want to even know you, man. The message is, be a first-class lady, ukhti. Stop trying to be a second-class man. Third, the string theory. This life is a fine thread. You hold one end, she holds the other. If you both pull at the same time, it will break. So, I'm talking to you on this one. If she pulls, and she will, just a matter of time. Like a strong man you are, because who's the man? Who the man? You the man. Since you the man, you let go. Why? Because according to the hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, the strong, who's the strong? Benches 400, squats 700. No. He says the strong man. Who is the strong man? You don't work with, unless you have candy or something, right? You guys don't work cheap, do you? Alright. Who is the strong man according to the hadith? A man. You're fired. No, I mean, I love you, man. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good try. He's controlling anger. Very good. He controls his anger. I can't throw for beans. He controls his anger. You're right. So if when the sister pulls Akhi, all you have to do is do what? Smile, turn around, walk away. That's strength. Now that's certain control, right? And of course, they'll hear, you hear things. La ragal talani, right? If you're a man, divorce me. Ragal, la ragal wunos. I'm a man. Who's the man? You the man. So you're divorced, of course. Are you kidding me? Take me on. I'll see you outside. No, man. La wallahi. Last one is some homework. It's called the computer theory. If you read Men from Mars and Women from Venus, you understand. In the course I teach, actually, it's called Home Sweet Home with Al-Kawthar, which is, inshallah, something I'll mention later. We talk about this in details. It takes 2 full days to explain this. 2 full days. We call it Men from Mecca and Women from Medina. It's a little better. Same idea. So we say, if I give you a computer, akhi, you haven't been exposed to computers before. This is your first computer. Congratulations. There you go. What's your name? Umar. How old are you, brother Umar? 11, mashallah. I was talking to a brother earlier who was 10 years old. Okay, so that's good. That's good. So 11 years old, I'm giving you the first computer. And I tell you, okay, tell me, you have no idea how to use computers. But that's, of course, fiction, because these guys can teach us a thing or two. You know, if I have problems with computers, I ask my son, come here, man, what's up with this? Fix this thing. They know, I mean, they're born now with things in their, you know, they're doing everything on Allah help us with light. So now I tell you, go ahead, use this computer. I have no idea how to use a computer. I tell you, how do you like computers? He says, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do with this thing. Take it away. Then I take the computer away and I tell you, go ahead, take a course of how to use computers. I will give you the same computer. I tell you, go ahead, use the computer. Then I will ask you the same question. How do you like computers? You say, I can't live without them. What's the difference? You understood the language of the computer. You're two different human beings. There are 6 secrets we talk about. Understand the difference. According to Fahm al-Nafsiyat, doctor, and so on. Understand the differences. Because you'll understand when you come in, things change. Right? When you get married, life will change as you know it. Let's pretend, you know, there's a movie out there. You know, it's called Lord of the Rings. Not that I've asked you to watch it or didn't watch it. You know when they put that the ring, what happens? It's just totally different life. Could you imagine? We're not asking, it's not a sunnah or all that stuff, rings and all that. I'm just giving you an idea. Okay? Don't quote this. You know what this guy said? Blah, blah. No, no. I'm just giving you an idea. Can you imagine? As you put the ring on, as if you're in a whole different world. Different world. You go in a house, you see candles, scented candles. Flowers everywhere. Weaving baskets. Fluffy pillows. You're not used to this. Your wardrobe will change as you know it. You will hear this. Are you going to go out with me looking like this? Your filing system change. Different. Most of the brothers, you know the drill. Before we get married, what do you do? We have a filing system, right? Your undergarment goes under the bed. Your socks go under that side of the bed. And all that stuff. And we have a scratch and sniff system, right? You take the same socks. Yeah, they're still good. You know, I can wear them again, right? When you get married, they have a filing system. Drawers with potpourri. With labels. You get confused. Huh? I want to see under my bed. I know this stuff. So things change. Things change. There's so much to share, but you understand. These are the 6 secrets I will talk about some other time. Now, put it all together now. You have a proactive approach, not a reactive approach. So everything I told you today is you should be or must be the one that I told you what to look for in the opposite gender, inshallah. How to enter your life? Believe it or not, imagine that the beauty of Islam starts your life in a ibadah. When you enter your home, most of us don't know the sunan. Okay? Who's read Tuhfat al-Arus? Forget. Sorry, you don't even have Husn al-Muslim, dude. What am I talking about? You know, you read a book, inshallah, called Tuhfat al-Arus before you enter. Before you actually enter in this venture, life, this beauty of marriage, inshallah. You'll find out it's a certain sunan that you take. After you get married, what do? You enter your home with which foot? Your right foot. You enter your home with your right foot. Yes, I've seen it, the movie. I carry the sister over and walk over and push the thing with the foot and crack this open and go. No. That's not the sunnah. You can carry the sister. I don't have a proof that you can. It's fine. But may Allah help your back. I mean, inshallah. No, but of course, things change too. You understand? Because when you get to know the sister and you ask, when you get to know her, says, what would you like to have for dinner? With a chaperone, of course. Mahram there. You know, I'm just covering my ear. You understand? Yeah. What would you like to have for dinner, honey? I just have a salad. Wow. Salad. What would you like to drink? Just water. And the brother starts singing, my heart is aching, my knees are shaking, it's true I ain't faking, she doesn't eat bacon. And I go, what? What? What are you doing? Is this the only thing that you're going to make, dude? Because she doesn't eat bacon? No. Of course, things change, right? The sister go, wow, eats salad, drinks water. I'm talking the 36, 40, 25, 25, oh wow, that's good stuff, man. After you get married, and what happens? Pizza, chocolate, razzies. Things change. May Allah help you. You understand. So these things, of course, you'll get used to. And that's your homework now to find out the six secrets are. The last thing I will leave you with is a glad tiding. This is the last minute I have with you. The glad tiding is that this poor slave of Allah has an honor to stand in front of you and actually announce that I am one of the tutors and instructors for something called, the organization called Al-Kawthar Institute. Like Al-Maghrib Institute, may Allah bless the brothers and the sisters that work in front of Al-Maghrib Institute. We're also going to launch here in Calgary, inshallah, soon. So it's an honor for me to announce here in front of my old hometown, in front of my family, that Al-Kawthar will be also launching here soon in Calgary, inshallah. You're way too kind. This guy is hired. Okay, okay, so basically, and of course, I'm the Director of Public Relations for Mercy Mission, which is the umbrella for the whole thing, and it's an honor for me, inshallah, to be part of this. And so, certainly, without any further ado, I will ask you to, inshallah, don't forget us in your dua, as I will not forget you in my dua, inshallah. In the end, I thank you, my mom thanks you, my doctor thanks you. No, really. All I have to say is, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.